Welcome back, everyone, to Mishneh Berurah Yomi. Today we're learning Simin Reish Chaf Dalet, Sifim Aleph through Hey. We're going to talk about brachos on Avodah Zarah, on Bavel, and on seeing 600,000 Jews. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Haroa Markulis, so Sha'ar Avodas Kochavim Omer, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Shanasan Erech Hapayim, Le'ovrei Ritzono. If one sees the Avodah Zarah of Markulis or other Avodah Zarah, he says the bracha of Shanasan Erech Hapayim, Le'ovrei Ritzono, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is patient with those who go against his will. However, if he sees it for the second time within 30 days, then he does not say the bracha again. The Ramah says, the Ramah says that nowadays we don't say this bracha because we live amongst non-Jews and we see the Avodah Zarah all the time. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Markulis, Markulis is a type of Avodah Zarah that was served by throwing stones at it. Its actual name is Kilus, meaning praise. However, since it's forbidden to mention, to explicate the name of the Avodah Zarah, therefore, Chazal changed its name. They inverted it from Kilus to Kulis. Umarhu, Chiluf Malashon Arami. And Mar means exchange in Aramaic, Perusho, Chiluf Kilus. It is the inversion of Kilus, and therefore it's called Mar Kulis. Oshar Avodas Gilulim says Mishneh Berurah, Afilu Beis Avodas Gilulim. The Beis Yosef says that even if you see the house of the Avodah Zarah worship, you would say this bracha. The Bach says only if you see the Avodah Zarah itself uncovered. Gimel v'ho'inna, the Ramah says nowadays we don't say it. Sha'arei anu ro'en osatamin, because we see the Avodah Zarah all the time. V'chasvu akronim da'afilu holich li'aracheres v'rosham avodas gilulim eno mevarech. The akronim write, then even if you go to a different city, you travel outside of your city, and you see Avodah Zarah there, you don't say the bracha, kiven d'ra'ah es minzeh tov sholshem bi'ira, because you see the same type of Avodah Zarah within 30 days in your own city. V'afsher, o da'afilu katon sh'higdil ein tzarek levarech. It's possible also that if a certain Avodah Zarah grows from being small to large, you still would not say the bracha, kiven sh'ra'ah. Not the Avodah Zarah getting, but rather a katan, meaning even if as a minor you saw the Avodah Zarah and then you grew up to be an adult, you still would not say the bracha because you saw it when you were a minor. Even if you didn't see the Avodah Zarah within 30 days, since the majority of the world lives amongst these idol worshippers, and they see this Avodah Zarah, you would not say the bracha. Kasav HaBach v'shem Sefer HaEshkol. The Bach writes in the name of the Sefer HaEshkol, He shamer lecha liros k'nigao shalkusim v'adin mecholasam oshun dvar simchasam. One should be very careful not to see the hunts of non-Jews, or their dancing, or their parties. V'im tishma kol kusim smechim, if you hear the voice of non-Jews rejoicing, hey onachu sitzar achorban Yushalayim, should groan and be pained for the destruction of Yerushalayim. It says, "Fala Hakadosh Baruch Hu alayhi shadavin to Hashem that it should be rebuilt." Visa the Gemara dafila aholich liknigaos ulatetraos shal Yisrael harizemosh ablitz. And the Gemara says that one who goes to hunts or theaters, even of Jews, is considered to be attending something that is a mosh ablitzim. That is a settlement of those, you know, that's an environment of the frivolous. How do all of these halachos apply to a mosque? So the Sefer Divra Yatziv, Chelek Tzadi, Simin Ches, Simin Tzadi, Sifka Ches, he says that perhaps everybody would agree that a bracha is said when one sees a mosque, even if you don't see the Avodah Zarah itself, because there is no Avodah Zarah itself. The Muslims, they gather in the mosque in order to serve their false conception of God, but they don't have a tzura that they worship. So therefore, when one sees the mosque, maybe even the Bach would agree that you would say the bracha. Are you allowed to stare at Avodah Zarah? Footnote 3, Bir Halacha Shin Zayin says no. And some are stringent even not to stare at that which is made to beautify the Avodah Zarah. So these brachos are talking about when you glance, when you happen to see the Avodah Zarah, but one should not stare at it. Continues the Mechaber in Beitz. Haroi Makum Shenekra Mimena Avodas Kochavim. If one sees a place from which Avodah Zarah was uprooted, Imhu Beretz Yisrael Omer Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shachar Avodas Kochavim Yartzeinu. If he's in Israel, he says the bracha that Hashem uprooted the Avodah Zarah from our land. Vimu B'chutz La'aretz Omer Shachar Avodas Kochavim Yamakom Hazeh. If he's outside of Israel, he says that Hashem uprooted the Avodah Zarah from this place. Omer B'shtehen, and one says after both, Kashem Shachar Ta Osam Yamakom Hazeh, Kein Ta'akor Osam Mikol HaMekomos V'ashev Leiv Ovdehem Le'Ovdecha. And just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu uprooted the Avodah Zarah from this place, so too we should uproot the Avodah Zarah from all places, and those who worship the Avodah Zarah should return to serve you. If the Avodah Zarah was uprooted from one place and put into another, so then you say two brachos. You say the bracha of Sha'akar on the place from which it was uprooted, and the bracha of Shenasan Erech HaPayim on the place in which it was put. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Dalid Afilu Rak Mimakom Echad. Even if the Avodah Zarah was uprooted only from one place, still you would say these brachos. Sifkat Hevi Amakom Shenasanua Hainu Miyashol Shem Yom Shel Ra'u Savach Hanal. You would say the bracha of Shenasan Erech HaPayim only if you have not seen that Avodah Zarah for 30 days. Continues the Mechaber in Gimel. Haroa Bavel Harisha. Omer Barachat Hashem Elokim Elach Olam Shehechriv Bavel Harisha. If one sees the evil places of Bavel, so he says the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the evil Bavel. Ra Beisol Shal Nebuchadnezzar. Omer Barach Shehechriv Beisol Shal Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. If one sees the house of Nebuchadnezzar, he makes the bracha that Hashem destroyed the house of Nebuchadnezzar, the wicked man. Ra Gov Harayos Okivshan Oish. If he sees the lion's den or furnace, Omer Barach Shasanisim Latzadikim Mamakom Azeh. He says the bracha of Shasanisim for our tzaddikim. So what's the furnace? Mishnah Berurah Vav Hainu HaChafira Shuhusak Ba'az Ha'ish HaChanana Mishal Vazariah. It's the ditch in which fire was ignited for Hanana Mishal Vazariah, and there was a miracle for the Hanana Mishal Vazariah were saved. Continues the Mechaber in Dalid. Ra Makam Sheyash B'Vavel Shekol Behima Shetavar Alav Ino Yechol Lazuz Misham Im Lo Yitnu Aleha Me'afar HaMakom Ahu. If one sees a place in Vavel where an animal is not able to pass and not able to move unless the dirt from that place is placed upon it, Vusim and Klalala, that's considered a sign of a curse for it. Dechsivitati Siha Bimitate Hashmid, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to sweep away the dust of Bavel as he destroys it. Omer Baruch, Omer Viosa, Baruch Gozer Mekayim. So then you say the bracha, praising Hashem for doing what he says, for fulfilling what he decrees. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Zayin, Hainu B'Shemu Malchus. You say the bracha with Shemu Malchus, but Gemara, Gersa, Baruch, Omer Viosa, Gozer Mekayim. And in the Gemara, the Gersa doesn't have a double Baruch, it just has one Baruch. Baruch, Omer Viosa, Gozer Mekayim. Continues the Mechaber, and hey, Haro Hashishim Ribo Miso Biachad, Omer, Baruch Hato Hashem Elokin Melech Olam Chacham Arazim. If you see 600,000 Jews together, you say the bracha of Chacham Arazim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the wise of all the secrets. Vimhim Ovdei Kochavim Umazalos Homer. If it's 600,000 non-Jews, you say Bosha Imchem Or Chafer Yoladchem Hine Achriz Goyim Midbar Tziyav Ha'arava. Your mother is embarrassed. The one who gave birth to you is ashamed. And the end of the Goyim is going to be a desert that is vanished and barren. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ches Chacham Arazim Shein Dait Domen Zelazev Ein Partzufin Partzufein Domen Zelazev Hu Yodei Ma'Balev Kol Elu Ha'Uchlusim. The reason why we praise Hashem as being the knowledge, as being the one who knows all secrets, is because these 600,000 people, they have different thoughts and different faces, but nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what is in the hearts of all of these many in all of this population. Next time around, we'll continue Bezes Hashem and Reish Chav Dalid. Have a wonderful day.